I woke up at 3 this morning and I haven't been back to sleep, so it is definitely showing in my lack of capacity here today. And so my apologies to regular listeners. I'm a little smoother than this most of the time. So this is ragged old me. But the six pack at noon today is inspired by yesterday being International Women's Day. And it made me think about some of the wonderful music that was around, gosh, when this show started, Something About the Women. We are the oldest and longest continuously running women's music radio program in the United States, and we think the world. But there was a lot of amazing music that came out of this period of time, women's music, 70s and 80s into the 90s. And it was women doing their own writing and producing and playing all the instruments. And it was pretty cool stuff. So it has changed and evolved. It's gotten more polished and produced. Back in the day, it was, you know, pretty corny, pretty cheesy, but also just warmed the cockles of my little tiny baby dyke heart. So we're gonna hear some music in tribute to some of those amazing women. And I just have to apologize because I can't, whatever I do, get the turntable to work. And I was gonna play Meg Christian because really she's my favorite of that era. So Meg Christian, I'm sorry that I'm not able to play you today. I would have played Turning It Over, but there's 100 songs I could have played. Ode to a Gym Teacher is another favorite. But in any case, we are going to do a six-song set of some women's music pioneers. And we're going to jump right into that. So I hope you're going to have fun with it. I did putting it together. Thanks.
If it wasn't for the women, women, we would not be living, living. We would not be joyful, singing, loving and beloved again. If it wasn't for the women, women, we would not be living, living. We would not be joyful, singing, loving and beloved. Keep going. If it wasn't for the women, what would we do? We wouldn't have health or strength or beauty. We wouldn't have a home. We wouldn't have food. If it wasn't for the work of the women, if it wasn't for the women, women, we would not be living, living. We would not be joyful. Have love. We wouldn't have truth if it wasn't for the work of the women. If it wasn't for the women, women, we would not be living, living. We would not be joyful, singing, loving and beloved women. Thank you. like the rain falling around. Sometimes it takes a rain. Thank you.
the street I wait. And there's danger in the outskirts of town and in what you don't say. Either sinking or thinking the dark's a romance, or a special one shining a light on a chance that it's over and worthy to wait in the middle of the night. Sometimes I can't sleep, I can't keep all these feelings at bay. I am rage, I am sorrow and grief all alone in my way. I know humor and heartbreaking people are life. If I keep my eyes closed, I'll be open to strive. Cause the powers that be send their love in the middle of the night. I'm gonna stand up and let myself be counted for. Stand up now. I got my one life, and what's it to amount to if I don't learn how to love you? Love myself beside you makes the gentleman proud. I wanna love life, the vision in the world. I'm gonna stand up to my mother, my father, my witnesses live in my jacket. That for years has been running like fire as though that was its fault. Cover an ocean disguise, desert or mountain, and promise to lie. I can say I pray to forgiveness in the middle of the night. I'm gonna stand up and let myself be counted for. Stand up now. I got my one life, and what's it to amount to if I don't learn how to love you and love myself beside you makes the gentle and proud. I wanna love life, the vision in the wind. I told me stand up. Loving the woman and loving the man in myself. I see how most people just ache to be good at expressing themselves. Oh, I wish I could tell you just right what I mean about the light shining down if I'd only come clean. But for now I live with myself in the middle of the night. I'm gonna stand up and let myself be counted for. Stand up now. I got my one life, and what's it to amount to if I don't learn how to love you? Love myself beside you makes the gentle and proud. I wanna love life, the vision in the winter. Told me stand up. Stand up, let myself be counted for.
I saw the nature of things to be just short of a lie. That's when I spied a young woman. She was wrapped in white linen. She fired a missile of truth by simply passing by. It was the sway of her hips. Sway of her hips. Ooh, sway of her hips. I think I saw God. She fired a missile of truth by simply passing by. blood was coursing like thunder from the spell I was under. My mind was restless and wild, just like a pack of loose dogs.
That's when you
came to my rescue like a cool sip of water. You press your lips to the brim and then you drank it on down. It was a swell of hips. Short of a lie. That's when I spied a young woman. She was wrapped in white linen. She fired a missile of truth by simply passing by. It was the sway of her hips. Sway of her hips. Ooh, sway of her hips. I think I saw God. Sway of her hips.
Taught me to be gentle, love a friend the way I should. Pa taught me to be simple, love the world, live while I could. Sisters taught me pretty, and brother taught me smile. But who's gonna teach me to be strong when the tears come? Teach me to be strong. I know where I'm going, and I know who is going with me. I know who I love, but the dear knows who I'll marry. Well, I'd have stockings of silk and shoes of bright green leather, combs to buckle my hair, and a ring for every finger.
Rugged women gone before me, paving paths like pioneers, so often all alone. I dreamed of queens and Cinderella's, but facing disappointment when I was grown. Oh, but imagine my surprise. I love that I have found you.
Wake up. Darling Corey,
What makes you sleep so sound? The revenue officer's a-coming. He's gonna tear your still house down. Well, the first time I seen Darling Corey, she was standing by the sea. She had a 45 strapped around her bosom. She had a banjo on her knee. Dig a hole, dig a hole in the meadow. Dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow. We're gonna lay Darling Corey down.
I watch you flying and I hear you sing. You bring the music in my heart. You are a healer. Your color's ever changing and the man
seems you write a song as if just for me. You spill my life on the floor, then you shine a light on the door. Don't let them make you weaken or bend. Come sing again. I look to you.
Something about the women, something about the women, something about the women in my life. Oh, there's something about the women, something about the women, something about the women in my life.
And there you have it, our six pack at noon today. Women's music. We started out with Alex Dobkin. That was If It Wasn't for the Women. That is from an album called Lavender Jane Loves Women. You can imagine how excited I was to get that on cassette. Chris Williamson. That was Waterfall from The Changer and the Changed CD. Kay Gardner, I did find a way to squeeze in some Meg Christian because Meg was singing backup vocals on Waterfall, and then she was playing guitar on Touching Souls. That was from Kay Gardner's record called Moon Circles. And then we heard Farron covering herself. The name of that song is Stand Up. It's from her CD, Phantom Center, but it was reissued, Phantom Center was, and they did some extra production on it, and so that is a remake of her own song featuring the Indigo Girls backing her up, Stand Up. Then we heard Teresa Trull and Barbara Higbee. The name of that song was Sway of Her Hips, and that was from their CD called Playtime. And we just finished up with Holly Near and Ronnie Gilbert. They did a little medley of songs from their CD Lifeline. And if you've ever wondered, if you've ever been curious where we got the name for this show, it's from that song, Something About the Women. And we're here every Saturday between 11 and 1 playing music by women across all musical genres. So thanks to our listeners, and thanks for the phone calls, and thanks for your patience with, we had some technical glitches earlier in the show, and I think my brain had some glitches earlier in the show. So hopefully for our last half hour, we're going to be doing okay. And here we go, back to more music.
Chandelier by Sia, and you guys actually voted for me to cover that song a while back, so I have done it, and it is on Spotify now for you guys to listen to, so I'll put the links over here. And also, I'm on tour right now, and I would love to see your faces.
Oh. It's a hell of a long way home. Why don't you let me take you? It's no good to go alone. I never would have opened up, but you seem so real to me. Refreshing not to see that I don't have to pretend she doesn't expect it from me. So don't tell me I haven't been good to you. Don't tell me I have never been there for you. Just tell me why nothing is good. It's okay. The door is open, come on outside. No, I can't come out today. It's not the wind that cracked your shoulder and threw you into the ground. Who's there that makes you so afraid? You're shaking to the bone. You know I don't understand. You deserve so much more than this. So don't tell me why he's never been good to you. Don't tell me why he's never been there for you. Don't you know then why he's simply not.
Resistance somewhere in France, fighting traitors and fascists. You were my mistress, yes, you were a woman, but I knew it was you by the shape of your mouth. And you called me Maurice, and I had a small mustache, played clarinet in a decadent band until we hid in the bushes, shot. Loved in the bushes, like there is no tomorrow. But in my real life, I'm a cocktail waitress, dodging men's hands instead of bullets. And you're a bass player in a band that got a deal, dealing with assholes instead of explosives. Still we're grateful to be alive, together fighting. sitting side by side as we fight in the bushes, love in the bushes, fight in the bushes like there is no tomorrow. Left or died, we'd meet again in another life, and we'll hide in the bushes, shoot from the bushes like there's no tomorrow. We'll laugh in the bushes, shoot from the bushes, love in the bushes like there's no tomorrow. We'll laugh in the bushes, shoot from the bushes. I'm not crazy about the bushes, like there is no, there is no, there is no tomorrow. Well, she was a pretty, good-looking young girl, and she kissed me in such a way. But to get anything, she said, show me the ring, the way they did in those days. Well, I never thought too much about it, if I was the marrying kind. But any young man worth his salt or a damn has other things on his mind. Oh, get ready, Marie, get ready, Marie, get ready for dreams to come true. Get ready, Marie, get ready for me, there's so many things we can do. Well, I woke drunk from the night before, on the morning of my wedding day, and the best man, the best thing to do is just to keep going that way. But my pretty young bride wasn't laughing when I tripped and fell down the aisle. And though I was a pain, still no one could complain that I wasn't wearing a smile. Oh, get ready, Marie, get ready, Marie, get ready for dreams to come true. Story. No, our marriage stuck like a habit, but I had a good hunch when she kissed me a bunch. She could do other things like a rabbit, like a
that song got you in the mood for dancing. On Saturday, April 6th, over 1,200 people, that lesbian and bisexual women, transgender people, and their allies will be dressed to impress, and will gather in the elegant Boston Marriott Copley Ballroom for a celebration of philanthropy, advancements in women's health, and the vibrant LGBTQ community. It will truly be an evening to remember. On Saturday, April 6th, the Fenway Health Dinner Party will happen, one of New England's largest LGBT-focused charitable events. Attendees will enjoy a gourmet dinner, bid on unique auction items, and dance the night away. And the best part? All this fun helps support the life-saving work of Fenway Health. Philanthropy never looked so good. So don't miss your chance to attend the party of the year on Saturday, April 6th, and make a huge difference in our community. Join us for this year's dinner party. For more information, go to www.dinnerparty.org or get more information at fenwayhealth.org.
Hey, you pushing the river with the world there on your shoulders. Don't you remember a single thing the good book told you? Hey, your head dipping out of the clouds, sinking down, 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 with them to the old crowd. And this endless thing
Julia Fordham and River from her record Falling Forward. She's not supposed to do that. She's not supposed to start singing again. See? It's just been a festival of glitches. So usually things are a little smoother here when I'm in the chair. So my apologies. Before Julia Fordham, we heard Patty Griffin, Get Ready Marie. She actually wrote that song for her grandparents, and it told the story of their life and their love together. So yay, Patty Griffin. Jill Sobule gave us a live a cover version of her song Resistance song from her CD Jill Comes Alive. Sarah McLachlan with an alternate version of her song Good Enough. Sia with Breathe Me. That is from her CD Color the Small One. It was also the last song from the series 6 Feet Under. And we actually heard Kina Granis covering Sia's song Chandelier. And that's it. That's quite a bit, don't you think? We've got time for one more song. I'm going to do a quick public service announcement on my way out, but just to remind everybody that Something About the Women is here every Saturday between 11 and 1, and I'm here roughly once a month having a lot of fun when I am. So thank you for listening, and enjoy this beautiful day today, a harbinger of spring, we all hope. So be well, stay healthy, peace out. And after the public service, announcement, we're going to hear an acoustic version of the Cranberry song Zombie. That'll round out our show today. And a crash course for the ravers is coming up at 1 o'clock. So keep the radio tuned to WMFO in Medford.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Silence. Who are